Track 5. As the first coronation of a British monarch for 70 years takes place, here is an A to Z guide to this most historic event.
A is for anointing. Having remained the same for over 1,000 years, traditionally, a coronation consists of 6 parts, including the recognition, oath, anointing, investiture, enthronement, and homage. While it is an occasion for pageantry and celebration, it is also a solemn religious ceremony, the most sacred part of which is the anointing, said to mimic a christening. A cross will be traced on the king's hands, head and heart, using holy oil blessed in Jerusalem. A new batch of this chrism oil has also been made, which, unlike previous versions, does not contain ingredients from animals. Instead, it is made from olive oil, scented with a mix of essential oils. The oil is said to have some significance to the royal family, as some of the olives used were grown at the monastery of Mary Magdalene, where the king's paternal grandmother is buried. B is for bank holiday. While it is not unusual for a bank holiday to be granted on a royal occasion such as this, this will be the first time a coronation takes place on the weekend in a century, the last being King Edward VII's coronation in 1902. Normally they are held on a weekday. The bank holiday weekend is designed to bring communities together by encouraging them to host a number of events, including street parties, with toolkits available on the Royal Family website to help you arrange your own coronation celebrations. Meanwhile, on May the 8th, everyone is invited to participate in the Big Help Out by volunteering in their local community. C is for coronation chair. The coronation chair has been the centerpiece of coronations for 700 years. The ancient wooden structure, which contains numerous graffiti carvings made by Westminster schoolboys, will be placed in the center of the abbey from its home in St. George's Chapel. It was built to house the Scottish Stone of Scone, also known as the Stone of Destiny. English monarchs have used it in their coronations since Edward I's forces took it from Scotland in 1296. In 1996, the British government decided to return it to Scotland when not in use for coronations. Its home is now with the Scottish Crown Jewels in Edinburgh Castle. D is for dress. If King Charles follows tradition, he will wear a number of ceremonial robes, starting with the robe of state, also known as the Parliament robe. This is replaced with the white Columbium Sindonis, a simpler gown worn for the anointing, when symbols of status and majesty are removed. The super tunica is placed over this and worn under the imperial mantle and the stole royale for the investiture. The royal robe is donned at the moment of crowning, with all garments replaced with the imperial robe before the king leaves the abbey with the scepter and orb. Apart from the super tunica and the royal robe, new robes are normally commissioned by the new monarch. E is for emblem. Sir Joni Ive has designed a special coronation emblem. It will be used by the King and Queen Consort and is a reflection of King Charles's love for nature and the four nations of the UK. It ties together with the English rose, with the Welsh daffodil, the Scottish thistle, and the shamrock of Northern Ireland, weaving them together into the shape of the St. Edward's crown in the colours of the Union Jack. F is for first for the monarchy. At 74 years of age, King Charles III will be the oldest person in British history to be crowned as sovereign. G is for guest list. The coronation is a state occasion, with the government funding the festivities and choosing the guest list. The attendees will include the royal family, prominent UK state figures like the Prime Minister and Parliament peers, as well as foreign dignitaries and royals from other countries, with King Charles advocating for a slimmed-down affair that's less opulent, the list will be modest, only reaching around 2,000 guests, unlike Queen Elizabeth II's, which saw 8,000 from 130 nations. H is for homage. Once the sovereign dons the St. Edward's crown, the congregation celebrates with shouts of "God save the King!" King Charles will then be lifted onto another throne by archbishops and other peers before he is paid homage by the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Prince of Wales, and other princes from royal lineage. I is for investiture. This is the official crowning of King Charles following the coronation oath and the anointing with holy oil, the religious pinnacle of the event, all done while sitting on the coronation chair. The chair itself is a special relic, having been used by every British sovereign since 1626. During the anointing, the king will be shielded from view, as this is said to be the most sacred part of the ceremony. King Charles III will receive the scepter and rod, which represent the nation, as well as the orb, which symbolizes the Christian world, before being crowned with the St. Edward's crown. The scepter, last used at Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, contains pieces from the famous Cullinan diamond. J is for jewels. During the ceremony, the king will receive a coronation ring, dubbed the Wedding Ring of England, which he will wear on his right ring finger. Rounding off proceedings, King Charles will don the imperial state crown, which will accompany him to Buckingham Palace balcony. This piece features the Cullinan II diamond and was gifted to Edward VII on his 66th birthday by Transvaal, a former colony in the modern region of South Africa. K is for King's Procession. The King's Procession will involve the King and Queen Consort travelling from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey in the Gold State Coach. The ornately gilded 1762 coach last roamed the streets for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee pageant. L is for live entertainment. On Sunday, May 7th, the day after the official service, there will be a concert and a light show at Windsor Castle. Organisers have teased the likes of Take That and Lionel Richie to perform, but the official lineup is still to be announced as we go to press. Visitors can also expect spoken word acts from well-known stars, as well as a performance by the Coronation Choir, a group of amateur chorists including LGBTQI+ singers, refugee choirs and deaf signing choirs, which have all banded together specifically for the occasion. The choir will be accompanied virtually by other singing bands from all over the Commonwealth. A spectacular laser light show connected to the illumination of famous sites across the country will bring the event to a close.
M is for music. The ceremony will be accompanied by original music composed specially for the occasion, with 12 new pieces commissioned personally by the sovereign. Highlights include a brand new coronation anthem by Andrew Lloyd Webber, as well as a coronation march by Scottish film composer Patrick Doyle, and solo organ incorporating themes from Commonwealth countries by Ian Farrington. The palace has described the musical aspect of the proceedings as a blend of tradition, heritage and ceremony, with new musical voices of today reflecting the King's lifelong love and support of music and the arts. N is for name. Even though these details are supposedly embargoed, the code names used for various events relating to the royal family are widely known amongst the public. The coronation ceremony plans are referred to by the code name Operation Golden Orb. O for oath. During the service delivered by the Archbishop of Canterbury, King Charles III will be asked to make an official coronation oath, declaring his intentions to govern the United Kingdom and Commonwealth countries with law and justice. P is for the coronation procession. The procession will take King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla back to Buckingham Palace, where the day's proceedings will end with their appearing on the balcony alongside the new Prince and Princess of Wales, as well as other senior working royals and their families. Q for Queen Consort Camilla. Queen Camilla will become the first queen consort to be crowned in Westminster Abbey in nearly a century, and the first to wear a recycled crown. Camilla has chosen to wear Queen Mary's crown, which was originally commissioned for the 1911 coronation of King George V. It features 2,200 stunning diamonds, which will be joined by the Cullinan 3, 4 and 5 diamonds. These used to be a cherished part of Queen Elizabeth II's personal jewellery collection and were often seen worn by her as brooches. R is for the recognition. The opening ritual of the ceremony, the recognition, involves the monarch standing in the middle of the abbey and facing all directions in turn to show himself unto the people before he is proclaimed the undoubted king by the archbishop. S is for St. Edward's crown, last worn by Queen Elizabeth II for her own big day. The ceremonial crown is made from solid gold and features nearly 450 coloured gemstones, including sapphires, rubies and tourmalines. It weighs more than 2 kilos, which is why it's only worn during the official time of crowning. T for thrones. In keeping with royal tradition, which dictates that each sovereign should be seated on their own unique throne during the coronation ceremony, King Charles III and Queen Consort Camilla will have new pieces made for the service. King Charles' new throne, which is rumoured to feature the Tudor crown in deviation from Queen Elizabeth II's St Edward's crown throne logo, will be placed on a raised dais for the enthronement. Camilla, meanwhile, will be seated on a lower level on her own new throne to be crowned alongside the king. U for unique souvenir. And there is plenty of memorabilia on offer, from tea towels to decorative plates and glasses. But after the coronation of every sovereign, members of the royal family, alongside other household members, politicians and public servants, are given a special commemorative medal to mark the occasion. V for viewing figures. The coronation will be broadcast on television for everyone who isn't able to attend the Westminster Abbey procession. This will follow the example of Queen Elizabeth II's coronation ceremony, which was watched by approximately 27 million people from the UK alone. It's been confirmed, meanwhile, that the coronation concert will be broadcast by BBC One, BBC iPlayer, BBC Radio 2 and BBC Sounds. W for Westminster Abbey. King Charles III will be the 40th monarch to be crowned at Westminster Abbey. Coronations have taken place at Westminster Abbey since William the Conqueror was crowned there in 1066. He wanted to be at the centre of government and near the principal palace at Westminster. As the burial place of his predecessor, it also cemented the legitimacy of his rule. X for xenophilia. Part of King Charles' efforts to modernise his reign will be a more culturally and religiously diverse coronation ceremony, with a multi-faith congregation welcoming Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist and Hindu figures alongside Christian representatives. In fact, shortly after he became sovereign, the king promised to uphold the numerous religions, cultures, traditions and beliefs to which our hearts and minds direct us. Y for ye olde poursuivant. Coronation organisers are revising the historic roles which have traditionally been involved in the service and deciding which ones to keep for King Charles's ceremony. In the past, these have included carriers of the golden spur and the white wand, as well as a series of poursuivants. The practice of appointing poursuivants dates back to medieval times, when noble households appointed junior officers of arms for these positions. Two such notable officers of arms historically involved in the coronation service have been Rouge Dragon Poursuivant, representing Wales, and the Unicorn Poursuivant of Scotland. And finally, Z is for Z's. King Charles III has been offered the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to spend the night before his coronation at the Palace of Westminster, sleeping in the state bed, following tradition which can again be traced back to William the Conqueror. The bed, which is truly fit for a king, currently resides in the state apartments of Speaker's House, as designed by Augustus Pugin and carved by John Braund in 1859. It's made of walnut and measures over 7 foot wide and 12 feet high, complete with gilt inlay, impressive canopy, and the royal crest.